let-up in attacks. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russian shelling on Saturday killed at least 10 civilians and injured 10 more in the eastern region of Donetsk. Russia also targeting Ukrainian towns near Kyiv. Fox's Greg Palcott is in Boryadunka.
Most of the wreckage done came from low-flying Russian fighter jets. The ruins still evident. 90% of buildings in the center damaged or destroyed. Whole chunks of apartment blocks gouged away. It was mostly bloodthirsty carnage, according to an advisor to the town's mayor. There was no reason for this town to be bombed, he said. There were no strategic targets, no military here. Dead and injured in the hundred. Only a third of the residents have returned.
Russia is claiming victory over the port city of Mariupol. President Biden, while in South Korea, signed a bill providing $40 billion in Ukrainian aid. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, citing Ukraine as an example as he rallied West Point Military Academy graduates against foreign adversaries.
Yet again, in Ukraine, we are learning the lesson that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor.
There were over 1,000 graduates in the 2022 West Point class. Two people are dead, three severely injured in northern Indiana after a shooting at a home in the town of Goshen. Police say there does not appear to be a threat to the community because it was a targeted attack. Early voting crosses the finish line to win the Preakness Stakes.
It is early voting reaching for the wire. Epicenter closing on the inside. Early voting, Epicenter. Early voting comes inside and wins it. He wins the Preakness by a length and a half. Epicenter was second, and then comes Creative Minister in third. Simplification was fourth. Early voting was weaving in and out there toward the finish, but he wins the Preakness.
The call on NBC Sports. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Boeing's Starliner capsule is now at the International Space Station. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
Hard docking complete.
It's a first for Boeing as its Starliner spacecraft docks with the International Space Station. It's also a huge moment in the company's multi-billion dollar contract with NASA to fly astronauts to and from space, as noted by ISS astronaut Bob Hines.
Today marks a great milestone towards providing additional commercial access to low Earth orbit, sustaining the ISS, and enabling NASA's goal of returning humans to the moon and eventually to Mars.
No crew is aboard Starliner, just the mannequin, Rosie the Rocketeer, and 800 pounds of cargo. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A New York City resident has tested positive for the virus that causes monkeypox, but is awaiting final confirmation by the CDC.
The symptoms include fever and rash, muscle aches and chills. Doctors say monkeypox is harder to get than COVID, requiring close contact or the sharing of bodily fluid. The virus is endemic to Central and West Africa and is rarely seen outside the continent. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Another suspected case of monkeypox in New York City this week was ruled out by health officials. Earlier this year, a case of monkeypox was confirmed in Boston. An older man who disappeared while hiking in Arizona is found dead with his loyal dog still alive at his side. Fox's Chris DeMayo reports.
The body of 74-year-old Donald Hayes was located near Mingus Mountain in north central Arizona, about 85 miles from Phoenix. His dog, Ranger, also found very malnourished and dehydrated. A sheriff's office spokesperson saying the pup was taken to an animal hospital before he was returned to Hayes' wife. Hayes had been missing for 6 days, his cause of death not immediately clear. Chris DeMayo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.